guest analyst this afternoon, Terry Fitchner with RML Trading. And Terry, risk-off kind of panic type selling day today.
Pretty much across the board. Only thing trading higher and now turn lower. Bonds turn lower by 26, and they were higher all day. And the dollar's been extremely strong today. Other than that, everything else on the board is lower.
Yeah. Seeing meal once in a while bump ahead up a little bit. But,
yeah, it did close higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everything else, like you said, just kind of get me out type of a trade the way it looks. So.
Yeah. Rice markets looks like it's up 17 too.
Okay. I guess I don't follow the rice one. So.
Oats up one. You got a couple positives, but it's stuff that people doesn't usually watch, so. But I think the meal was the Argentine thing, putting the tax on, so they aren't going to be selling as much.
Okay, all right. Well, that's the thing. We've got large supplies and globally, and Argentina is expected to get some more rain here now. And although they did, the Rosario Grain Exchange did reduce their soybean production a little bit, but the corn market they left alone.
Yeah, and we've been in a little bit of a bubble hoping for this Chinese demand to develop, and they have bought a few beans, I think, in the last few days. It said unknown destinations, but everybody seems to believe they went to China. But, corn exports were very good today, but we come in with this environment of the Dow down a couple thousand, and we pretty much sold everything across the board.
Yeah, it makes a guy wonder how long this can go on before cooler heads start prevailing here. We're going to run out of sellers at some point, you would think.
You would think so, but I doubt we've hit that point yet. I mean, I've heard that people selling toilet paper are sure having a good time. It's cleaning the shelves out of all markets around town.
Yeah, I haven't figured that one out quite yet.
Panic.
Yeah, panic.
The markets are ruled by fear and greed, and we've got pure fear running amok.
Yeah, right. Well, you can see that too, and you start canceling sports games and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and where it ends, I guess if I knew, I wouldn't be sitting here today. But I think you got to step back at this thing and let it shake itself out and kind of maybe be on the sidelines and wait for it.
Yeah. I've heard it described kind of as trying to catch a falling knife here. You just don't want to. If you do try to catch it, you're going to get bloodied.
Yeah. And we've gone, I think we're probably at a 30% correction on that Dow now, and that's probably putting that Dow into bear market territory. So it's, you kind of feel like look out below.
Yeah, and it just all depends on how we, everybody's kind of looking for tomorrow. Okay, let's see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, we need demand in this grain market, and this is going to shake up our demand base a little bit, and who knows when it comes back, but that's what we need to hold this thing. And now we're going to be looking at the March 31st planning intentions report, and at that point, who knows if it means a lot or how we'll, hopefully we'll trade it for a day anyway. But yeah, it's we came in, beef exports were poor. Pork actually had net cancellations out of China, so the pork exports were negative. We got the meat markets all down the limit, and I imagine we'll see expanded limits there tomorrow. And Dow Jones right now down 2048 after about 45 minutes ago, we were down 700.
Yeah, it's just been really, really volatile.
Yeah, extremely.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, for some reason, the dollar got extreme strength today, and I can't answer where that came out of, but it shot up like 130, 40 points for a while there, and now we're trading up 75. So we just got volatility deluxe.
Terry Fitchner at RML Trading.